But what I find interesting about Jesus performing his miracles and what he said, all the great miracles outside of raising Lazarus from the dead were performed through the power that is where? Within the people themselves. The power is within the people themselves. In other words, Jesus was releasing the power that was within the people themselves. It's a little bit like if a person has, a person has something planted in him, but he doesn't know it's there. Say you have some aliens put some type of implant in your brain, and you didn't even know it's there. You can't even remember they did it, like all these stories that we hear about. If you don't know it's there, and let's say this implant gives you, if there's there's a way to trigger by tapping your head three times, it gives you photographic memory, so you can have total recall. Okay. Now, if you don't know that you can have to tap your head three times to turn this thing on, well, you can't turn it on. So what Jesus did, he knew how to turn on that power in the people. And like whether it be tapping three times or whatever, and he turned it on by giving them faith in that power that is within themselves. Now they didn't know they had that power. Everybody thought, well, I've got this disease and there's nothing I can do about it. Well, Jesus comes along and he says, well, there is something that can be done. And it can be done through the power that is already there within you, but you just don't know about it. But I'm going to teach you about that power that is within you. I'm going to show you how to turn it on. And you turn it on by something that he called faith. You turn this power on. That turns the switch. And what he did to create the faith often was he picked the... Say he was in a room like this, he'd pick the easiest miracle to do, the person that already was closest to the soul energy, and he'd pick that person, and he would perform a miracle on them. And then everybody else would look at it, and they'd say, wow, this guy really has the power. And they thought he had the power. But no, he was using their power. He was turning on the switch. And by turning on the switch on one person, let's say you have to tap your head three times and all of us have this implant. And Susie over there, I say, okay, Susie, we're going to turn on total recall. You can recall everything in this life and past lives. All you got to do is tap three times on your head to turn on this implant the aliens put in there. So she does it and she says, wow, I can remember 1,000 years ago when I was in the Middle Ages doing this. And all of a sudden, Phyllis says, well, if she can do it, I can do it. So she taps three times. Oh, man, I can do it too. And then pretty soon, everybody believes they can do it. And so everybody starts following the same process. This is what Jesus did. He would heal one person, and he was sensitive enough to pick somebody in the audience that had really true faith to begin with. And then... when the word got around, everybody started believing, oh, this guy is magic. He can just turn that switch and make me well. And what they didn't realize was that they were turning the switch themselves by that powerful belief that if I just touch the hem of his garment, like this one gal that had been sick for 20 years, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I can be healed. Okay? And she worked her way through the crowd and struggled, and she was very ill, but she struggled. She touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. And the instant she touched the hem of his garment, he turned around and said, who touched me? Because he could feel the connection. He could feel the spiritual energy healing her. So he was very sensitive that way. And she felt like, oh, maybe I did something wrong. And he says... he says, lady, by your faith, you are healed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian.
Also, I remember I could be making this up.
To the microphone.
I thought of it up myself, but you also mentioned, I remember reading, that he also had the ability to recognize in us those rights and blessings that every son and daughter of mankind had and were entitled to.
and he actually could see that in them. And when he did, then they saw that. Is that also part of it as well?
That's part of what one of the things that he had. Now, you got to admit that Jesus was no ordinary guy. Okay, he was no ordinary guy. So you think, well, if it was that easy, why can't James just go out and go to some nursing home and heal everybody and tell everybody, hey, all you got to do is have faith and heal everybody. How come he can't do that? So Jesus was extraordinary in a number of ways. In the fact, and what the main thing he did that was different than the ordinary healer was he was able to speak to people's souls. He, like, let's say he was here right now and he could look at Brian. He could see Brian's soul. Now, you look at Brian's personality and it's got a certain number of flaws in it, which Brian admits. But he's not looking at that. He's looking at higher parts of Brian, which we call soul, and he sees the perfection there. And when he speaks into Brian about faith, he will speak to his soul rather than his personality. Now, his personality will hear, but so does his soul. And that's what made him different than just the ordinary person, was he saw the perfection. Now, let's take our spouse, for instance. All of us who have been married or all of us have been in a relationship one time or another, and we all see flaws in people that we get really close to. Our best friend, we see some flaws in them. Our spouse, we'll see some flaws in them. Because the more you get to know somebody, the more you realize nobody's perfect. And when you see these flaws, if you're looking at these flaws, then you're not really seeing the soul. So you're going to have to filter out the flaws out of your mind and see the perfection in the person. And this is what Jesus did when he looked at people. He looked at them and he saw not the personality, not the flaws. When did he ever talk about the flaws of people he healed? Anyone he approached that he healed, he never talked about anything that was wrong with them. He never said, well, you know, you got a lot of problems.
Oh, you're screwed. See, that's a hard one.
You're not worth
Yeah, you're not worth working with. So, but he would just say, he would just look at them and find out what they wanted, and then he would tell them, your faith has made you whole. And when he said, your faith has made you whole, He wasn't talking to their personality. If he talked to their personality, nothing much would happen. But he saw their soul, he saw the perfection, the God within them, and he spoke to that God within them, and he saw that God within them as being perfect. And because that God within them was perfect and all-powerful, it had power to heal them. And so he spoke, and when he spoke to the God within them and says, your faith has made you whole, the God within them responded and made them whole. And so what's fascinating about this is that Jesus gave credit to that person having the power within them. He even said at one time, the kingdom of God is within you. It's a scripture that is glossed over by Orthodox Christianity because they think the kingdom of God is pretty much without somewhere. They don't like the idea of it being within us. Because if it's within us, that means the power is within us. And that means you don't need a prophet, priest, or king to tell you what to do or what to believe because that power is within. And that's the difference between the mark of the beast and the mark of the 144,000 mentioned in the book of Revelation. The mark of the beast are those that see the power of God outside of themselves. The mark of the 144,000, it says the 144,000 had the name of God where?
Written on their forehead.
Written in their forehead. Right, in their forehead. Right, in their forehead was the name of God. In other words, God was in them. They saw that God was in them, whereas those who had the mark of the beast saw that God was out there somewhere. And they needed a priest to tell them what God thinks. So the priest was out there representing what God thinks, mm-hmm. telling them what God wants them to do. Mm-hmm. And if the person is in that situation, he has the mark of the beast.